from the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
The Badgers are one win away from the NCAA Final Four in men's basketball, standing in their way a very talented Arizona Wildcat team, the top-seeded team in the region. The second-seeded Badgers will be tested by Pac-12 Player of the Year Nick Johnson, who's averaging just under 17 points per game. The Badgers are seeking their first Final Four appearance since the 2000 season. Tonight's game gets underway around 7:50 following the Dayton, Florida game, and you can hear it on WSAU pregame show at 6:30. Elsewhere in the NCAA tournament yesterday, it was Michigan dumping Tennessee. Connecticut knocked off Iowa State. Kentucky eliminated the defending champions from Louisville, and Michigan State edged Virginia. The Badger hockey season is over. They lost to the University of North Dakota in the NCAA regional round at Cincinnati by a score of 5-2. Jed Soloway got his first goal in a Badger uniform in a losing cause. Nine Badger seniors wrapped up their collegiate hockey career in the game. Ryan Braun homered and doubled in his return to Miller Park last night, but it wasn't enough. The Brewers dropped their exhibition game with Kansas City 5-4. Brewers will play the Royals again today in exhibition play before opening the regular season against Atlanta on Monday. Baseball players suspended during the season for a performance-enhancing drug violation will not be eligible for that year's postseason under changes to the sports drug agreement, which was announced yesterday. And in the most significant toughening of the drug rules in 8 years, Major League Baseball and the Players Association said the penalty will increase from 50 to 80 games for a first-time testing violation and from 100 games to a season-long 162 for a second. Also, the Bucks are back in action tonight. They take on the Miami Heat at the Bradley Center. That's sports. I'm Tom King.